So many of you will know that there is an organization in Ely which is called Churches Together. So all of the Christian churches in Ely come together to do some of the sort of bigger things which we can't do on our own. And one example of that is the food bank, where we come together to provide a food bank for Ely and the surrounding areas. And that's led by the Countess Church, and Carl looks after that. But recently we've noticed through the food bank and through one or two other areas that there are quite a lot of people in Ely and in the surrounding area who have got into debt and are looking really for ways of having help to get out of debt and to live their lives again. And there's an organisation called Christians Against Poverty, CAP, which a number of people have been looking at over the last year or so and have run some courses actually here over the last year or so as well. Derek Tai, who just read the lesson here, is leading from our side, but there's also John and Terry, who I think were here earlier from the Countess and from the Cathedral. But, they're in the back there, yeah. We've decided as Churches Together that we want to try and run a CAP centre, which is quite a commitment, and we, St Mary's, will be the lead church. So I've volunteered St Mary's to lead the CAP centre. So it's with great delight this morning that I'd like to invite John Graver up. And John is part of the CAP's national organisation based in Norwich and is one of their the regional speakers and so on. And I thought it's high time we introduced you to what CAP is and how it works. And John is in a much better place to do that than I am. So I'll hand over to you, but I'll pray for you first, John. So, Father, thank you for bringing John here this morning. And we do pray that you'd open our minds and our hearts. Thank you, Father. Amen. 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 Thank you. That's fine. That's great.
Well, good morning. Apologies to anyone who's heard me about two or three times before this, but there we go. I seem to be journeying to Ely quite frequently because I was here 2 weeks ago. To encourage you about the work of Christians Against Poverty. I think perhaps the best way to introduce this charity is to share how I first came into contact with Christians Against Poverty. It was about 1999. It started in 1996 by a guy called John Kirkby, who lives in Bradford, and the centre is in Bradford. And a friend of mine said to me, John, would you like to come and see this work that is starting in Bradford? So I said, yes, that would be a good idea. My friend, Stephen, I have known for a while, and I thought anything he's going to introduce me to is going to be good. So along I went to Bradford. I wasn't very far. We were living in Bingley at the time. And so we got to Bradford and Jubilee Mill, which, as the name suggests, was an ex-woolen mill. And it's huge. It's on five floors, and you go in the centre, through the centre door. And so we went through and were greeted by a huge room. There were no partitions in those days. A huge room. In fact, it was as if the woolen looms had sort of gone the previous day. I mean, it wasn't dirty, but there wasn't much there. A few desks, a computer, phone. John, of course, John Kirkby. Some volunteers. And very few people. And what I also noticed were buckets, and they were red buckets, around the room, not only in the perimeter, but dotted around. And it was raining. It does rain quite a lot in Bradford. Those buckets were there to catch the rainwater. Now, it doesn't sound a lot, does it? But remember, this is on the third floor. Above me, there were two more floors. So what was happening up there was a bit of a mystery. And these guys weren't put off by any of that. They were enthusiastic. They just lived and breathed the vision that this man, John Kirby, had to bring ministry to the poor. He had, himself had struggled in debt and had gone through a very difficult period. But a local church minister in Bradford had befriended him and had helped him through this time of debt, had introduced him to the Lord. And so John Kirby became a Christian in the midst of this, and eventually became debt-free. And he felt the Lord say to him, I want you to help those who are in a who've been in a similar situation to you. And so Christians Against Poverty was born. It was born in, actually, in John's bedsit with a £10 note and one client. That's how it started, Christians Against Poverty. Well, when I met them, it had developed a little bit. And I think there were two centres as I was in Jubilee Mill. Anyway, we ended our day there and heard about the vision. The vision was that anyone in the UK who dialed a free phone number, 0800 328 0006, would have someone locally who could come and help them to get debt free within a reasonable time. That was the vision. And to introduce them to the Lord. A church-based charity reaching the poor, trying to fulfill whatever you do for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you do for me. That's the vision. That verse never leaves me or anyone else working with Christians Against Poverty. Whatever you do for the least, you're doing it for me. And we want to serve Jesus. We want to serve the Lord. So anyway, we got outside and Stephen, my friend, said to me, well, what do you think? I mean, he was really excited. So he was saying, well, what do you think, John? You know, I mean, he's really, really up for this. And I mean, it wasn't, in my defense, it wasn't very easy to see how that huge vision it would need to be about 1,000 centres was going to be fulfilled from this humble rain coming through the roof beginning in this huge mill, how it was. Well, of course, I've repented of that and have seen that in the first 10 years, there were 62 centres. Now there are 520. 520 centres, all run from local churches, just like you, just like you. Going out, taking the good news of the gospel and helping those who are struggling with financial issues. And that's even now, this has now spread to us running CAP Money courses. And that has developed itself into there are now CAP Money courses running in schools. There are CAP Money courses running for younger people, and we're being welcomed. You know, doors are opening. Head teachers are saying, "Please come and run a CAP Money course," because it's not on the national curriculum. And so Cap Money was the first one to, the first service to come on alongside the debt centres. And then there was the Cap Job Clubs. That's helping people who are obviously who are unemployed. And we now have a partnership agreement with the Department of Work and Pensions so that we have free access into any job centre. I'm in the Norwich, I come from Norwich. You know, that's that place sort of in the wilderness, a bit up, you know, up country from here. We've battled our way here through the mist and fog. Anyway, I can go into, as a debt centre manager, I can go into the job club and talk to people about debt. We've now got a job club running in Norwich, so the job centre refers people because they don't have the time or the facility to help beyond a certain degree people who are wanting to find work. So we're now working alongside them, and there's 145 job centres now. We're also running debt relief. We're running release groups, which are helping people who have problems with addiction. And there are, I think, there's nearly 50 churches now running. Everything we do is run through a local church. There are now 50 of those. We are doing a life skills course now. We've just launched. There are, I don't know, 20 or 30 churches now who are running life skills to help people, just to help people who don't know how to do basic things. And running through all of those services is the gospel, is the good news concerning Jesus. So, to illustrate how that works, as a debt centre, and when you have your debt centre up and running here, a number of you, or lots of you, hopefully, will be asked to go with the debt centre manager into people's homes to help those who are struggling with debt. It's always done from a local church. We always take someone from the local church, and we go into people's... I mean, can you imagine? I've been doing this now for about 16 or 17 years. I've been into hundreds of people's homes I never would have got into. I've got into and found all sorts of things, obviously. And as you'll see when we play the DVD in a minute, just a testimony of one family. What we do is we say that we are from Christians Against Poverty, that we've been trained by Christians Against Poverty, and we're here because God loves you. And as an expression of that love, we want to help you get out of debt. And what we're going to do, if you'll agree to this, is to take all your debts, take all the paperwork concerning them, take them and sort them out. We're not going to pay your debts for you, but we're going to negotiate with those people that you owe money to. We're going to set up a budget. We're going to set up a financial plan for you. We're going to set up all sorts of things so that you can be free from all that, and we'll do that, and you can live your life. That's the offer. And then we say to them, can we pray with you? As you'll see from the testimony in a minute, that is really, really important and really essential. And we've seen such amazing answers to prayer. I know I shouldn't say that, because we are encouraged to pray continually and to pray for our brothers and sisters. But we've seen extraordinary and amazing things. And My prophecy, if you like, is that when you start your debt centre here, you will quickly find people joining your family so grateful for being introduced to the Lord and to seeing prayers answered. You'll see it. On one occasion, just to give you one illustration, I was working in Lancashire, in Darwin, running a debt centre there. And we went to see a man named Billy. I don't apologise for using this illustration. I use it quite frequently because it serves to show how the life of one person was changed as an example of how many, many, many. I mean, we helped 16,000 people last year who were struggling with debt. I mean, this is becoming and growing into a very big work, recognised by government. John is talking to government ministers, John Kirby, on a frequent basis. That's how we got the partnership agreement with the Job Centre. At any rate, so we went to see this man, Billy, who lived in a block of flats. And I took with me a befriender from a local church. Befrienders are really, really important to support the centre manager who does most of the sort of technical stuff. But the befriender is representing the local church. He or she is what the name says, a friend. And so, so important. And just to be a friend. No, you don't have to give any financial advice. Just to be a friend. You know, put your arm around someone. Ask them out for a cup of coffee. Just showing them that there's someone who cares for them. So we're knocking on this door in Darwin, in this block of flats, and you're knocking and it echoes all around. And there's no response. And my friend says, John, I think there's no one there. I said, yes, there is. I'm sure there is. So we knocked again. And lo and behold, there was a noise behind the door. And the bolts were pulled up. You could hear the bolts being pulled apart, top and bottom. The chain went on the door and it opened just a crack. And you could sort of see two eyes. And I said, hello, Billy, it's John from Christians Against Poverty. We're here to help you. We have an appointment with you. And with that, he shut the door, took off the chain, pulled the door open, got hold of me and sort of pulled me in as quick as we could. So I was sort of rushing, hurtling down the corridor with my friend close behind me. And then he slammed the door, put on the bolts, and came into the living room where we had ended up in a sort of real state of anxiety. So we calmed him down, Billy, and asked if we could pray with him. We just prayed that he would find some peace. He was in such a state. So we prayed with him, and he calmed down. And we began to talk to him about his situation, and we found out that he was one of these guys who was living in a prison. When I was in prison, says the Lord, you came and visited me. He was in a prison. He couldn't go out. He didn't answer the phone because every time somebody phoned, it was demanding money. His story was that he'd lost his job. It took a while. There was a bit of a hiccup with his benefits, so his benefits didn't show up for a couple of months. He had to live. He was on his own, so he had a credit card and he used that, and then he got a loan. I don't know how he did that, but he did. And he got into debt and people wanted it back. He didn't have it. And they'd knock on the door, so he'd never answer it. When he went to go shopping, he went out at 3 o'clock in the morning so that he didn't meet anybody. He was in a dreadful place. But Over a period of time, as we visited him with me and the befriender, we began to see his life changed. The fact that we said, give us your debts, give us the paperwork, and we physically took the paperwork away from him and said, we'll deal with that, Billy. The relief on his face that someone was going to do something to help him was enormous. And so, over a period of time, to cut a long story short, we invited him to church. He came, and then he came to a church service, and then he came to a house group, and he began to be welcomed into the church. He gave his life to the Lord. He became debt free over a period of after about 3 or 4 years. He's now in the church and he's debt free and working as a befriender. His life has changed. He's been turned around totally and completely. Now that's just one illustration, and I could be here for hours telling you more stories of hundreds of people whose lives have been changed because people like you and me, ordinary folk, decided that we would do something to help these brothers and sisters in their point of need. And so we went out and we went into people's homes, and we're going into people's homes, and there's more and more and more. And the vision is now that by 2020 that there are 1,000 centres, so that it would double in the next few years. And it will happen. So that there will be no one in the UK who dials that 0800 number and won't be able to help and visit them in their home from the local church. The local church playing its part in the local community. The local church blessing the community and helping people. Okay, it's not all the people, but we're helping people who are struggling. And being able to pray with them. And there are all sorts of issues, as you can imagine, when you go into people's homes. People who are struggling, people whose marriages are threatened, people who are suicidal, people who are... I mean, I don't want to put you off, but of course there are issues that people... This is reality. And the church, with its Lord, can do amazing things and see lives changed. So it is tremendously exciting to know that in Ely there will be a debt centre. And you too can be a part of this work that is seeing thousands of lives changed through this work that is really, really growing so fast. So maybe can we see the DVD now?
I just felt that I was such a letdown and a failure as a mother and as a wife. And then, of course, your depression gets worse and then you close in on yourself. The worst moments were the choice of either feeding the children or putting gas or electric on. 5 out of 7 days we didn't eat because there was not enough money in the pot to pay all the bills and to eat.
When they saw us eating, I think they felt happier, but we felt bad because we were eating what should have been theirs as well as ours.
I was ill with depression and everything just spiraled downward from there.
I thought that I was the cause of the problem. I just generally felt like rubbish. I felt like everything was going to chaos.
Imagine that was you. Imagine that was your family, your friends, your neighbour. What would you do? Where would you go for help? I am so glad that I discussed things with Christians Against Poverty. Jan came in, John and I were waiting for her. She said, I'm going to show you a video. She said, but first, could I pray for you? And I said, yes, please. And I just felt this real need for prayer. There was a huge weight lifted off my shoulders in that one meeting. The next day, Elizabeth turned up at the door with about 6 bags of shopping, and I just gave her a hug and I cried and I just said thank you, because it was just such a relief. You have to stick to your budget, and Kat will stick with you all the way through. Things will get sorted. If Kat had not have come along, I don't think I would be here now. I really don't. Not only have I become a Christian, John has become a Christian, Thomas has become a Christian. The day I went debt free, it was like just absolutely wonderful, marvellous. And we got into the car park and I said to Janet, I need to pray to thank God for this outcome, because I never thought this day would come. I feel like there's a light shining on me. I feel like there's a light shining on the family. I've never looked back since those two people walked through my door.
Thanks, John. That's great. So there's lots of ways in which we can be involved, but one of the things that, just to be completely open with you, is that this is going to cost Churches Together about £14,000 a year to run. We've, as a church, we've committed £2,000. The Lighthouse and the Countess have both done the same. We're now touting around the cathedral and the other members of the Churches Together, so hopefully we'll start to get quite close to that number. But if you want to support financially, you're very welcome to do so. You will have seen one of these in your notice sheets this morning. There's all sorts of other ways you can help. You can pray, you can read the book, you can encourage, you can become somebody, as John says, one of the people who accompanies people on their journey. So please do have a look. If you're into this, then please do sign the form. It would be good for everybody who's interested, so we know who we can put on the email trail, if you like. I went to Bradford, and the most amazing thing I saw, there's a room this length in this mill, and there were little stick people, paper stick people, on pegs between the pillars. It was just like this. And there were 5,000 of these little stick people along these pillars, and each one of those had been freed from debt this year. And that was only half the people that Cap had helped get debt free this year. It's quite amazing. So thank you.
There is a book called Nevertheless, which I've got copies of, and they're free. Please, if you want one, see me afterwards to have one of these books to tell you the story of Cap. It's amazing.
It's great. Thanks. Thank you, John, very much for being with us this morning. That's great. So thank you.